I want you to repeat after me. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I have eyes that see.
Ears that hear.
And a spirit.
And a heart.
That perceives. You're on my case. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to Philippians. And it's going to be Philippians chapter 4. And the verse that I heard this afternoon when I was crying out to the Lord was Philippians 4:13. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. That's power. That's dunamis. That's the spirit of might. But I want to go to verse 4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near, and do not be anxious about anything. But in everything, by prayer and petition, and the stress of this next word should be added, so it might be wise to put a circle around it. With thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen.
With
Amen.
Thanksgiving. Now you say, well, why with thanksgiving? Amen. In Luke 17:17, it says that there were 10 lepers that were cleansed. Okay? And Jesus asked, were not all the 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Luke 17:18 says, was no one found to return and give praise to God except for this foreigner? Oh, isn't that cool? The foreigner went back. And if you check out Luke 17, you'll find out that he was made whole. So thanksgiving will bring you to wholeness. It may not be comfortable thanking him for the mess that you're looking at or feeling, but it is important to know that with thanksgiving. Why do you think it's added on? Because it's not comfortable to give thanks for things you don't understand. Your brain gets into the
way.
Yeah, it gets in the way, it gets into the control room. Okay? And in case you forgot, this control room should be taking a back seat to your spirit. So when your spirit is pushing buttons, you should obey. And that's when you open your mouth. I believe that there were times in my life where everything was falling apart. And usually it would come when I was driving home trying to survive what was going on. And that's when I would begin to thank him. And I can remember the Lord saying to me, because I could hear my inside saying, it doesn't make sense. And I remember crying out to the Lord, I don't care if it doesn't make a cotton picking sense. I'm going to praise my Father anyway. I don't care what the emotion is. I don't care what the justification is. I don't care what the judgments are. Because I was judging, I was condemning, I was finding fault, I was upset. I wanted to straighten somebody out.
Amen.
Boy, I've got relatives here. Isn't that cool? But the bottom line is, with thanksgiving, I really think it's almost like an afterthought. With thanksgiving. Present your request to God. Hoo-hoo-hoo. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. It'll guard your heart and your
mind.
Both are going to be guarded during the time that you give thanks. I know I'm hitting pretty hard, but. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think. You should have a big circle around the word think.
Amen.
About such things. Whatever you have learned or perceived or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. I love this part. Because he's talking about the Philippians kind of walked away from their accountability and their responsibility. But you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content. Whatever the circumstances, I would stress the word learn to be content. Learning to be content. Learning to be where you are, comfortable where you are, not unhappy about it, but choosing to give thanks for it.
Amen.
That's my version. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content. Again, learned. Why? Because we pressure. When something is not quite what we like, we get pressure. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. But notice where he's coming from. In plenty or in want. My air conditioner just died. And I have no money to have it fixed.
No.
I heard that tonight, right? Praise God. Give thanks for that. Now your head says you're nuts. Okay? Your broken air conditioner, you're going to give thanks for it? Yes, because God has
a plan
up his sleeve. And he's looking to make you what? Whole.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, if you were leprous, you might have several fingers or the whole hand missing. You could have quite a few toes and maybe your nose or ears missing. One foreigner. I stress the fact foreigner. You know why? He wasn't afraid of his religious rules. Because he didn't have any. See, when you are bound, do you know you're bound?
No.
No. You think you're normal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you are stuck and you can't figure out what's next, is somebody going to knock on your door and say, hey, you're stuck?
No.
But I can tell you this, what will break the chains? Praise.
Amen.
What will break the lies? Praise.
Amen.
Giving thanks will break those bondages that you can't figure out how to get to the answer. And you know what? As you do this, your whole inside and your brain is going to go shifty, shifty. Try it. All right? But you're being obedient because the Lord says to do this. 1 Thessalonians 5:16, 17, and 18. This is God's will for you and I to give thanks in all circumstances. That's my favorite foundation. Whenever I get all to the reasonings and probabilities and possibilities and how is God going to do it? Well, I don't need to figure it out. Since you and I know I'm not God. and neither are you. We have his spirit within us, so we're not helpless. We can bypass the brain and say, thanks, I don't figure it out, I won't figure it out, I'm going to give it to you. Amen. The other day, I had an area that I really was working on, and I kept saying, oh, this isn't going to work, this isn't going to work. And instantly I heard a little voice, you know, that little small voice, and he says, are you going to turn it over to me, or are you going to hold on to it? Well, I wanted to fix it. But I did. I walked out of the room and I said, Lord, I'm giving this whole situation to you, because the more I get angry, the more I'm expecting expectations. I could be here for another hour. Expectations are danger signs. They should have a big warning sign. You know, the bridge is out. Yeah, and you're going to run into the river if you don't. You keep on driving past that sign, right? I said, Lord, I'm going to give this whole situation to you. I don't know what you're going to do with it. But he fixed it. Because the plans got changed, and not by me. The pressure that was being applied got adjusted. And yes, there was a frustration. Because you don't always like the instant reversal. I don't know about you, but I like my plans, and I like it all lined up like ducks on a pond, and they are supposed to all follow one another, and I know that you're related to me, some of you. But the bottom line is, it doesn't always work out that way. But by giving thanks, that's your stick of dynamite. That's your dunamis change of mind. Now close your eyes. Put your right hand over your forehead. Say, inside.
Inside.
Of where I'm placing my hand right now.
Of where I'm placing my hand right now.
There needs to be a new adjustment.
There needs to be a new adjustment.
In all areas of emergency.
In all areas of emergency.
In want.
In want,
and in abundance.
And in abundance.
I can do all things.
Through Christ.
Who strengthens me.
That's the anointing.
And it's only going to come to life. When I choose to give thanks. So I'm anointing myself. And I'm saying to my mind. Be at peace. God's on the job.
He's on the job now.
And yes. When I lay hands,
God does the healing.
Amen. And amen.
Amen.
That's it. Yeah, praise the Lord. Isn't he faithful, Lord? Isn't he faithful, Lord? Isn't he faithful, Lord? Isn't he faithful, Lord?